Hey, this is Jay.
And Aaron.
And Richard.
And we're the VCR kids. We watch movies from our childhood and we see if they still hold up. This week, we are doing movie probably 176, unless something crazy comes up between the time we watch and record this. But we are going to go back into all of us picking a movie and cycling through. And our randomizer chose my movie first. So we are watching The Rookie, which is a 2002 movie, a little bit later, but I remember watching this so many times growing up, probably, I guess, in like middle school, 2002, maybe, depends on when it came out in 2002. But this is a movie that stars Dennis Quaid as a kind of washed up baseball player who then miraculously starts pitching really well again. And I thought this was the coolest story in the world when I was a kid. Loved this movie because I love baseball. Have not thought about it really one time since maybe 2004. Have you got either of y'all watched this movie?
Wait, is this the one with Dennis Quaid?
It is.
Oh, then I have seen this movie.
He's an old guy
that throws good.
Yeah. Well, like he starts later in life, right? Like in his mid-30s. That's the whole thing. He's an old rookie. Wasn't he in The Parent Trap?
In The Parent Trap.
I was trying to think of like a previous movie on this podcast we've seen him in.
Yeah, we saw him in The Parent Trap. I think this was my first introduction to him. But he's a very interesting actor.
Yeah, I think my favorite of his, like back in this day, was he was in Frequency, that sci-fi movie. I really like that. Where does this rank, Jay, for you in baseball movies? Where is it at?
Yeah, I think what are some other good ones? The Natural, Field of Dreams,
Rookie of the Year,
right? The Sandlot. Yeah. It definitely ranks above Rookie of the Year, and Kid in King Arthur's Court, because that's definitely a baseball movie.
Major League, that's another famous baseball film.
Yeah. Hook's a baseball movie, right?
I guess.
Run Home Jack. But I think I've not seen a single whiff of this in a very long time. Nostalgically, I would probably rank it like I really liked Field of Dreams when I was a kid. I watched The Natural a few times. I remember thinking it was kind of boring when I was younger, but I haven't seen it since I was a kid. So that might be a good one to revisit because I've heard that's really good. Loved The Sandlot. So I'd probably rank this like below The Sandlot and Field of Dreams and above all the others that we mentioned.
Yeah. Did you mention this is based on a real story?
Yeah, it's based on a real story. I didn't mention that, but that's why I thought it was really cool when I was a kid.
Yeah. Jim Morris, this guy, did pretty well box office, got pretty good reviews. It's a Disney movie.
Yeah. And I always get parts of this mixed up because I know he plays baseball, but I think he was also a coach, either that like a little league. There's some little league team involved in this, and I'm not sure if he's coaching little league or if it's like flashbacks to when he was in little league.
I think he's playing little league or minor league, and then he gets called up.
Well, yeah, but there's something about, or maybe not little league, maybe it's like high school, but there are like kids and there are like teens in this movie too. But I don't remember why.
Something interesting I just saw here. The Guardian named him one of the best actors never to have received an Academy Award nomination. Dennis
for
Craig.
Really? What? For what? What should he have gotten one for? What? Tell me.
Oh, Jesus.
I remember there was something because he is when good. I like him in some movies. Like
for the Parent Trap.
I grew up watching Breaking Away, and he's like very young in that movie.
Oh,
and he was
in The Right Stuff back in the '80s. That was a really great movie.
And The Day After Tomorrow.
Oh God.
But when I was working at the movie theater, there was some movie that came out, Legion, which was so bad. And he was so bad in it that it's kind of tainted me on Dennis Quaid. Like, you know how you see someone in a movie that you're just like, yeah, maybe you had a good opinion of them, and then it just like shatters that for you. Yeah. But I mean, in reality, he was in Flight of the Phoenix. That was, I think he was fine in that. Like, he was in a lot of good stuff. Any Given Sunday.
Yeah, it looks like he did win some awards for Far From Heaven in 2002, directed by Todd Haynes with Julianne Moore. So maybe that was the one, Aaron. Mm-hmm. I've never seen mm-hmm. that.
He was in an episode of Workaholics, so there's always that.
What's he doing now? What's he doing now?
Well,
he's still acting.
Yeah, he's currently 67. Currently 67. Still related to Randy Quaid. So.
Yeah, I mean, he's got two credits from 2020 and a bunch, and like three from 2021 and a bunch that are in production.
Okay.
He's playing Ronald Reagan in a Reagan biopic.
Oh, wow. Maybe he'll win his Oscar.
Great.
Good. Good.
I'm sure that's be great.
Who's directing it? Is it Clint Eastwood?
God.
That would just be so America. Like, I couldn't handle it.
It's funny, though. I did pull up the director and the writer for this movie. And it's for The Rookie, not for Reagan. The writer has written a lot of other sports movies. Mike Rich. Let's see. His IMDb says he's best known for Finding Forrester, which isn't really a sports movie. Secretariat, Radio, and The Rookie are his top four credits there.
It looks like the director here, John Lee Hancock, did The Blind Side. So he stuck with some sports movie, and then did
that one won an Oscar, right?
Yes.
Or did just Sandra Bullock?
Well, yes, I believe she won Best Actress for that, right? Mm-hmm. And he also did Saving Mr. Banks, so that was another biopic.
So this might be good. I don't know. Like, he seems like a home run, like middle, like not like extremely artistic. He just creates like reliably decent movies.
Oh, he also did The Founder. That was an interesting movie.
Yeah. Was that the McDonald's one?
Yeah.
That one was good. Michael Keaton brought some spice.
Yeah. This. I think I never told you, Jay. Like, I have seen this movie, but I have no memories of it. So
yeah,
maybe this is going to be a good thing to rewatch and go, oh, that was a good movie. So hopefully.
Well, and Richard, you're at this point, you're a more bigger baseball fan than I am.
Yes. I do want to say that Atlanta, this might date this episode, but they won the World Series recently, and I was very excited. So
yeah,
the Braves.
You were very excited, and I think everyone else in our friend group was like not happy about an Atlanta team winning.
Yes, that is true. Hey, the first chance Charlotte gets at a team, I'm switching my allegiance. But
yeah, this is also going to date this episode, but Cam Newton is about to start his first game back as a Panther. And listen, this, if we lose every other game this season except for the next Falcons game, it will be worth it to watch Cam Newton beat the Falcons again. This whole season will have been worth it. That's just my opinion. Anyway, any other thoughts you guys have about The Rookie, even though we haven't really said a lot of thoughts about
I bet it's a reliably decent film to watch.
Yeah, I mean, it's a Disney produced movie, yeah. So it can't be like awful, right? Like, we haven't run into too many ones of theirs that are like terrible.
I think maybe Bull Durham is my favorite baseball movie.
Okay.
I don't know
okay.
if that was.
I haven't seen that one. So.
And you haven't been to a Durham Bulls game?
Me? No.
What the F, actually?
I don't. Yeah, we have the Charlotte Knights here, so.
Yeah, okay. Aaron, no one cares about the Durham Bulls.
Like one time, just if that's your favorite baseball movie.
Weren't they playing them at your bachelor party?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
I think we creamed them. I saw maybe three plays in that game, but I'm pretty sure we creamed them.
Go. I mean, I don't.
I think just, I only I saw two.
I legitimately don't care if they win, but it is fun to go to that stadium and see the game.
I don't disagree. I just haven't had an opportunity to go see a game. Like, I'm not going to seek that out.
Let's all go. We're all going to go to Raleigh. We'll stay at Andrew's house. And, you know, everyone here knows Andrew because he did the Harry Potter. We'll stay there.
All right. Well, we're going to go watch The Rookie. And we'll talk to y'all in a minute. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
All right, we have all finished watching The Rookie. Apparently, I'm the only one who remembered anything about this movie.
That's cool.
Because this is one of those things where, like, every single scene, I was like, oh my gosh, I haven't thought of this in so long. And apparently, Aaron the whole time was like, is this the same movie? Are we watching this? I don't remember any of this.
Yeah, like the first half and the second half, it's almost like two mini movies that they put together. Mm-hmm. And I only remember the second half when he goes to the majors.
Yeah, I don't remember either half. I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know if I said in the intro if I saw this, but I definitely did not see this movie. Nothing.
I just felt like it was kind of long-winded.
Oh, it was so long.
Like the first...
It was like 2 hours, but like it was also broken up into so many pieces. Like in the beginning, there's this pretty long explanation about the town and oil that almost never even gets mentioned again. Like maybe gets mentioned two other times in the movie, but they make it sound like such a big deal.
But Jay, because the nuns blessed that spot and he trusted that spot, so he got the blessing.
Yeah, I understand that. Magic. But I'm talking about the whole thing about the oil, where they were saying like how important it was for the town and all this stuff. And the only other time they mention it is when you don't see the oil rigs moving at all.
Because that oil be dried up and gone.
Well, at the very end of the movie, they show the two nuns again walking away. And I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that dumb opening.
Yeah, it was supposed to be like the magic of the nuns or something made his arm get better. You know what I mean? Like, that's clearly the implication. But, like, I didn't think about it at all till the end of the movie.
In the middle of the movie, Renee came in and watched a little bit. And they were having a montage of him throwing the ball at different ages.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, what is this movie about? Because like, it goes on for a minute. Like, everything kind of lingers.
Yeah, like when he's a boy, like, that takes forever, like, to get to the point. And then...
Which we've seen that kid before. That kid is not credited in this movie.
Wow.
But I had to do some digging in IMDb to find him. But I was like, where have we seen him? We've seen him in a VCR Kids movie. He was in The Sixth Sense. He was the kid who was trying to be an actor in the, like, he was like kind of bullying Haley Joel Osment.
And he was in The Patriot, you said.
Yeah. And he was in The Patriot, another very influential movie in my young teen life.
Same. But yeah, that took forever to get to the point. And then, like, when he was a teacher, it's like, okay, they're going to win the championship. But then we had to learn all about how the grass...
championship thing took so long also. like the movie is, the movie is basically, the plot of the movie you can boil down to this guy who failed in his baseball career.
When he was young.
Becomes a teacher. Yeah, becomes a teacher. And then miraculously, he can throw the ball really fast.
And he's from Texas where they don't care about baseball. They like football. But he gets everybody to rally behind his baseball career.
And then, yeah, so he tries out and goes into the majors at like a much later. It's called The Rookie because he's way too old to be a rookie, basically. And that's the movie. And there's so much stuff that happens. Like the influence for him to go to the tryouts is basically that his baseball team bets him, hey, if we get to the championship, then you got to go try out. And then they spend about an hour dealing with the high school baseball team.
Oh, my God. It takes so long.
I think I looked this up. The one thing that I noticed the most, because he's supposed to be 35, right? So he's older.
Yeah. But we talked about this a lot.
We talked about this so much.
Dennis Quaid. Is it about Dennis Quaid being?
Yeah.
When
he's
it
almost
was
about, 50.
Yeah, he's almost 50.
And then I was telling Jay, I was like, you know who does look 35 are all these high schoolers.
Right.
Except for the ones that don't have lines. Like, that was my favorite scene when they were like, it's your turn, coach. Your turn, coach. And all the primary high school kids came up and were like, yeah, we're like 20-something playing high schoolers. And then they had all the kids who didn't have lines say, and they were like actually high schoolers.
I wonder if those were the kids on the team, like in real life.
Well, it was so bizarre because Brian Cox, his father, just has his hair change color. Whereas, yeah. Dennis Quaid gets 40 years older or something. Like, it's just absurd at the end of the movie when they're talking.
Well, it's also wild because, and I guess I should have kind of expected this. We looked into, was it the director or the writer did The Blind Side and, like, Miracle and, like a lot of those sports movies. This whole thing only happened 2 years before the movie came out.
Right.
Like, he started playing in 2000, and his movie came out in 2002. Like,
they make it
this
seem
is a very
like,
fast turnaround.
They make it seem like it is happening in, like, the 70s or 80s. Like,
right.
It is not. Like, they're all using payphones. It's like, come on. He had a cell phone.
Well, they were saying,
come on.
They were saying in the movie how, like, oh, they only have you out there because it's a cash grab, right? Like, it's just getting attention for the team. Yeah. And then that happens where they come out with this movie a few years later. It's obvious that he's cashing in on this whole thing. And, like, there are so many ads in this. There's Dodge. There's Jiffy Lube.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just riddled with advertisements. I was like, I saw a Sonic ad. And I was like, man, I haven't had Sonic in a while. That one worked.
Did you have it?
No.
Do they still skate it out to you or no?
I think so.
They do?
Yeah.
I don't think they skate, do they?
Yeah.
It's definitely a drive-up thing.
Like rollerblade out to you.
You know, really? Does the...
In this job market?
Does what is it? The 21?
South 21.
Yeah, do they do
That's it? A very... That's a Charlotte-only thing.
Yes, for the listeners. If you come to Charlotte, there's this road that has a ton of sketchy stuff all over it, and that road is Independence. But there's one little gem nestled in the middle of all
Aaron
these...
thinks everything in Charlotte is
sketchy. No, there's like... No. In the middle
Except
of...
Except for Queens Road.
No. But there are motel... Like all these weird motels all around it, literally. But then South 21 is like a legit... It's nice. It's a good little drive up.
Well, and they also have a sit down if you want to go to Matthews. Mm-hmm. Less sketchy. They have a same location.
Well, no, I like the Independence one.
Oh, you like the shadiness. Gotcha.
Yeah, I do. It's like, this is here still. Get over it.
This episode was not brought to you by South 21, by the way.
But try
even though
it.
I love it.
Oh, it's cheap too. It's like very inexpensive. It's just good. It's just good. They know what they're doing. It's good.
Speaking of maybe something that's pretty good, one thing I liked about this movie, if you want to talk about pulling on the heartstrings a little bit, I did kind of like the town rallying around him. It was weird that guy clapping by himself in his own whatever business. That was odd. But like in general, everyone, like the his old players coming to see him at the ballpark, like that was nice. It was a Disney touch.
It definitely felt, it reminded me a lot of, like, there was that scene, he's leaving the ballpark and his wife, he's talking to his wife, and then, like, surprise, the whole town's there. And it felt like, to me, that moment in, like, It's a Wonderful Life, which is one of Aaron's least favorite movies ever made.
Long-winded.
Wow. And, yeah, speaking of long-winded movies.
It's fine. I don't like watching it every time.
But it was that same kind of thing of like, oh my gosh, like everyone cared the whole time kind of thing. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
It was a little teary.
To clarify, I enjoyed It's a Wonderful Life the first time I watched it. But we do it every time, and it's a long movie.
Listen, you make me watch Elf every year. So
I do. It's much brisker than that.
I think I watched, and it's the same story, right? Scrooged? It's kind of the same story in a way, right?
No.
I don't know. I haven't seen that since I was a kid.
Because the main guy in, what's his name?
Bill Murray.
No, in It's a Wonderful Life.
Jimmy Stewart?
Yeah, Jimmy Stewart's character.
Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah, his character's always kind, but...
that's right. He wanted to kill himself, right?
Yeah, because he thinks he's a failure, because like, they're about to take his bank away because he gives out too many like easy-term loans to like the townspeople that he cares for. Then it just like flashes back through his whole entire life.
And then he goes, Clarence, I want to live again.
Yeah, wait, and then
wait a minute. It's loosely based on the Dickens novella, A Christmas Carol.
What? How the heck?
Yeah, I was 100% right.
That's weird. Because, like, he's not Scrooge. Like,
but it's loosely based.
He's very kind to it's everyone based the in whole that time.
There's, like, a time travel element where we look at how and life an would angel. Be without him.
Maybe it's like,
Okay, anyway, that's not
no,
this
no,
movie.
No, 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 who's, no. No. Who's Scrooge's assistant? Cratchit?
Bob Cratchit.
Maybe Jimmy Stewart is like Bob Cratchit.
Again, this movie.
I almost said Ratchet. That's Ratchet's not
he
right.
He Ratchet? Okay, no.
So, Aaron, I know you said that you didn't remember the first part. Did you remember the later part? Like,
yeah,
have you seen this
I remember
before?
That he got drafted to the Marlins. I forgot that he was on the Durham Bulls.
Wow. Was not drafted to the Marlins, just for
or,
the record.
What is it? No. The Rays, the Tampa Bay Rays. I knew it was a
There's
fish
a whole
scene
team. About it where he talks to his kid about what a devil ray is.
Yeah. I remembered it was a fish team in Florida. So that's better than you. Both of you.
Why is that better than me?
Because you didn't know.
I did know. I told. Oh my god.
Well, I surely didn't know. I didn't see it. So that's true.
I remember.
I was
that.
Telling Aaron that my this is a really stupid connection, but when I was a kid, the league that we used to play baseball in, all the teams had names after like major league teams.
Right.
And the first team that I ever played on was the Devil Rays, and the last team I ever played on was the Rangers, and that was the only two teams that this guy played on.
Well, there you go.
Did he?
So
I thought
he came full circle.
I don't think he played on the Rangers. I think he played the Rangers.
Oh, right. That was what it was.
The Devil Rays played the Rangers.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I looked up this guy, like pictures of him. And a
doesn't
lot of
look
the,
anything like Dennis Quaid.
Well, in a lot of the photos, he has a sweet stash. And I was like, man, Jay, that would have bumped it up at least a full star.
I think he was in this movie.
He was. He was one of the umpires.
Oh.
He wasn't. Aaron thought he was the scout.
I thought he was a scout.
But again, he would have only been like 37 years old.
Yeah. Dennis Quaid would have been older than him.
Yeah. Yeah. Yikes. Ageism in Hollywood.
Yeah. Hey, but Dennis Quaid looking good in this movie.
He does, legit. I mean, yeah.
Oh, that locker room scene where it's like you can see some chest hair, like that was great.
I was thinking of like when he was pitching in the rain with that wet t-shirt. Jeez Louise.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
Huh?
Did y'all like the whole dynamic with him and his wife, that tension there?
I thought she was, I guess like she was dealing with them repoing the furniture and stuff, but at first I didn't like her attitude.
I really am surprised that that's all you have to say about this, because I was expecting when this topic came up that we would have, because to me, her whole character is literally only there to be like, oh, yes, darling. Yes, you do your thing and go live your dream and I'll take care of everything else. No question.
I guess that's fair. Like she did. She turned it around and then it was like, yeah, no questions asked, even though she's dealing with three screaming children. I think they repoed like the bed. Like they, she's losing.
What
loose.
Are you talking about?
They did.
There was a joke she said on the phone. They didn't repo the bed.
I think they did.
No, she was joking with.
Okay. I mean, clearly dealing with like financial difficulties. Like, I don't know who's watching those children.
Well, I mean, there was that one scene during the tryouts where he was just like, I can't deal with this right now. I have to go pitch.
That was one of my favorite scenes in the movie when he was like trying to change the diaper and they were like calling him to go pitch.
Yeah. But I will say, like, the highest paid people in a school are usually like the principals and the coaches. Because I think you get like a lot of extra money. So he was like a biology teacher, but then you get extra to also coach. And that's what a lot of them like come there to actually do.
I think that's true in schools in cities like this, but I don't think that's true in like a podunk town where like no one cares about the baseball team.
Because it's a state, Texas. Yo, listen up for this educational lesson. The state sets the budget, so it's the same across the board.
Oh my God. So anyway, guess what? He goes to play for the majors. And
and he does so good. I don't even think they showed if they won their game or not.
Well, I think they were showing that they were getting beat so
badly.
Yeah, I
think he was getting creamed.
And then they brought him in because they were like, who cares, right? Hometown, he wasn't from Arlington, but let's from the state, you know, let him come in and do the thing. So it looks like
let
he
him
had
come in and do the thing.
How many appearances? I was looking this up. He made 16 major league appearances and then his arm started going out. So
yikes.
Yeah. But good for him, right?
Yeah.
And now he's a motivational speaker, apparently. So
okay. All right. Hey, you know what? I listened to a motivational speaker in college and I was like, wow, you're really motivational. And then I learned that he joined the Nexium cult.
Aaron.
So you never know.
You're so good at derailing.
I'm not going to say who it is. I just.
Okay, great. Thank you. Moving on. What do you guys think? There's a few things that really bother me about this movie. And it's not in like, I mean, we talked about the age thing, which is fine. It's Hollywood. It's whatever. But the way Dennis Quaid wears his hats drives me crazy.
He couldn't stop. He was like, it's so tall. He looks like
he wears it like a like an 1800s train conductor.
Yeah, he's like he looks like
the
Elmer
top sticking
Fudd.
Straight up and
like Elmer Fudd. So tall.
But what did you, so for Aaron, who only remembered half of the movie, and Richard, who apparently never watched it, what did you guys think?
If you just need like something like sappy to like fill 2 hours of your time, this is a fine one. It's like good, not great, I'll say. Like you could choose better.
Yeah, this is a very good movie to put on for some kiddos, and but you only expect them to watch half the movie. Because you will watch kind of a whole movie if you watch it halfway through. It's almost exactly cut up in half. Like I paused it after they won the district game, and it was almost exactly halfway through. So it's a good little double feature, in my opinion. So I didn't realize, this is random trivia. You can cut this out, Jay, if you want to. The person who did the cinematography is John Schwartzman, who is half-brother to Jason Schwartzman. So that's just random little factoid. I'm sorry. So I think it's relatively harmless. It's good.
I mean, yeah, they're anything just
anything that has a Schwartzman involved.
They're just a lot better of sports movies. You know what I mean? Like there are so many good ones. Like this is kind of at the bottom of the list of ones to.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's true, but I also think that like for a baseball movie, it's pretty good. Like it kind of. Especially because so much of it is like a high school team, it does have vibes of like Remember the Titans. This obviously, Remember the Titans Disney did movie. It a lot better.
Lot.
But I think that like we were talking in the first part about baseball movies, and like there's a lot of kids baseball movies, and then there's a lot of like baseball movies for like older people, like. The Rookie, or not The Rookie, like The Natural and Major League and that kind of thing. But I feel like it is a very good, I feel like for myself, when it hit me of like early teens was perfect because I was like still playing baseball at that time. I still really loved the game. It was like kind of when I was getting into that age group of like I wasn't in high school yet, but I was like a few years away. So I feel like it is a really good kind of like in that age range movie if you like are a big baseball fan or player or something like that. But there are definitely movies that are better, like The Sandlot, if you want a good baseball movie.
Yeah, just any other, I don't know, like literally any other one is better.
I will say they showed the Suicide Squeeze about as good as any movie has, in my memory at least.
Suicide Squeeze?
That's right. That's right.
What is it?
It's a sequel to The Suicide Squad, Aaron.
No, they already did that.
That's where it was during the, I think it was during the district championship. It's when someone's on third and they run as it's being pitched and the person has to make contact, like usually like a little bunt or just make contact. Because if they don't, the person's probably out at home plate.
Yeah.
I guess it is mostly a bunt, but yeah, making contact.
Got you.
Yeah. And there's a great music the whole time. Down, down, ding, 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 ding.
There was a lot of like flute stuff too. A lot of flute.
Yeah.
Folksy.
Yeah.
Folksy Texas music.
Is there a lot of flute in Texas music?
I don't know.
There's a decent amount in Disney movies. It's a nice mixture. A lot of very fluty.
Jim. He's putting his butthole right in the camera.
Yeah. It's a shame this is not a visual. We don't post the video of these podcasts.
We're zooming and Jim put his butthole right in front of Jay's camera.
And now he's trying to talk into the microphone. Anyway, I think that's a cue. That.
Oh, yeah.
Any other final thoughts you guys have about The Rookie?
No.
No, I feel like I was a little tough on it. It's a good movie. Like, it's not great. It's not great by any stretch, but like Dennis Quaid, he brings his A game to this. He really tried to make this a good movie.
Yeah.
I think it just has an obvious flaw of being way too long. Like, it's just so obvious. As soon as you start the thing, you're like, oh, here we go.
Well, Aaron, I think sometimes when you have kids, you probably want to put on a movie that's going to be too long and is nice and pleasant.
Yeah, sure. There's also no real like conflict. He got like homesick.
Oh, it also has, we didn't mention this at all, it has the kid from Two and a Half Men in it.
Yeah, the little boy.
Oh, yeah.
Who's very, very cute.
Okay.
Well, anyway. The Rookie's on Disney Plus. If you liked it and you want to revisit it, check it out. It's probably not going to blow your world, but it was a fun little watch. I wouldn't subscribe to Disney Plus to watch it, but...
Right.
Check it out if you're interested. And we will talk to y'all next week with another movie. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Shoulder.
Cats.
Radio.
Dot com.